What's the biggest challenge in a week when you're preparing to play against the pace, the tempo of Chip Kelly's offense?
Well, just trying to simulate, the pace of play, the way they run the offense. It's unbelievable. 82 plays, I believe last game, last week against Jacksonville. And then just trying to, simulate Shady and Sproulsy and the offensive line blocking game and the quarterback and the screen game and the vertical passing game. And, you can slow it down and get those plays run, and show your defense, all that stuff. But the pace that it's going to be run at, that's the biggest challenge. And, unlike college, you got enough to, players probably in college, we could have two offenses going against your defense and simulate it that way, but we just don't have enough bodies, so we're going to have to be extremely creative.
And watching the tapes, does it appear that pace wore down Jacksonville in the second half?
I think you can watch any tape and you can see it. You go all the way back last year, and all the games, and, their second year in the system, and everybody's on the same page. Communication's better, execution's better across the board. I mean, it's extremely difficult. It's going to be a huge undertaking, huge challenge.
Chuck, this is a copycat league. It seems to be more and more teams are going to tempo.
Going to what?
To a tempo offense. You seeing that?
Yeah, things always trickle up from college as well, so the read option stuff and the up tempo stuff, everything at the line of scrimmage. Again, a lot depends on, I'm not telling you anything you don't know, is who you have, under center, who can manage that tempo and manage bad plays and get you in the right play.
Chuck, you mentioned McCoy and Sproles. How do you stop them? How do you stop them? How do you prepare for them?
I don't know if you can stop them. You got to contain them. You got to make sure all your gaps are covered. You got to have great leverage. He does a great job. If you over pursue, he'll put a foot in the ground. Shady will, and he'll cut back. He got the best jump cut in football right now, and he makes guys. He gets more yards after contact, and Sproles, we know, is phenomenal. And obviously took the one for 49 yards to the house, against Jacksonville. And, they got great vision. They got great feet, make miss ability. It's a huge challenge, for our defense. And we got to tackle really well. We got to play great assignment football. And then, you got to do that all under duress,
Did you feel that the Eagles were getting a very, very good kicker when you sent them Cody Parkey?
Yeah, he was, he was excellent for us. Big leg. It wasn't, game one too big for him. He's very, he's mature beyond his years. And we just so happen to have a Hall of Famer.
How big was the loss of Mathis, and how are you dealing with that? Which guys are stepping into those roles?
It's huge. You got your leader in the locker room, a warrior, on the defensive side, a pillar guy who's been here for a long time and playing at a high level. You can't replace a guy like that. So, collectively, as a unit, everybody's got to step up their game.
How about the Eagles are down in Mathis? They're losing they lost their left guard, their right tackle. How does that affect you going into the week? Who are you expecting to see in there?
With the offensive line?
Yes, with the Eagles at left guard and at right tackle for the Eagles.
Yeah, we're gonna prepare, accordingly, and I saw, they picked up, Wade Smith and elevated a guy from, the practice squad, Kevin Graff, and we'll take a look at those guys. Of course, we played against, Wade, so we've got some familiarity with Wade Smith, but, they lost, two great players, and then those two guys, and it's unfortunate. It's like Mathis. Injuries are part of the game, but like Coach Kelly said, they get a lot of snaps and a lot of burn, and a lot of players get a lot of reps, and so I'm sure that obviously those guys will be ready to go.
How is your center's ankle, Chuck? Do you expect him to play this week?
He's day-to-day. We're hopeful that he continues to make progress, and hopefully, with the extra time, we can, maybe get him out there. So, he's getting better every day.
If I could ask you about two University of Delaware guys on your roster, and Mike Adams and Zach Kerr, specifically Kerr. I mean, he's kind of an undrafted free agent who seems to have a pretty big role for you guys. What have you seen from them so far?
Well, both of them obviously have done a great job. You know, Mike came in a veteran guy, and you know, obviously earned a starting spot. You know, opposite of LaRon, smart guy, tough guy. You know, can play down the box, good blitzer, knows all the calls, good communicator. You know, so that really helped us in the back end, you know, taking that role that Bethea, you know, had for so long here, you know, when he left and went to San Fran. And then Kerr is, you know, he's a big athletic guy like you're talking about. He's, you know, he plays the run really well. He does a great job with his hands. He can shed blocks. He can make plays in the run game, and he's got some wiggle as a pass rusher.
Chuck, you've coached a lot of guys in the league. When something happens to one of the guys you coach, in particular Ray Rice, can you sympathize with him? Do you feel that pain? Do you reach out to him?
You know, and Ray Lewis taught us all this. You know, I was fortunate to be around, you know, Ray, you know, and Eddie Reed and Ray Rice, and you know, Ray always talked about, Lewis always talked about, you know, the game is going to fade, but the relationships don't. They don't ever fade. And so it's you know, it's a very sad situation, and you know, I know Ray, and I feel for Ray and you know, his family, and you know, we were, you know, I was fortunate enough to be with him for a long time, and so you know, he'll get, you know, like anybody facing adversity and circumstances, you know, Ray's strong enough and got good enough support where, you know, he'll get through this.